Genesis chapter 50. Joseph put his face against his father's face, wept over him, and kissed him. Joseph commanded the physicians who served him to embalm his father, so the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were set aside for him, for that is how many days it takes to embalm. The Egyptians mourned for him for 70 days. When the days of mourning for Jacob were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh. He said, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak directly to Pharaoh for me and say that my father made me take an oath. He said to me, 'Look, I am dying. Bury me in my tomb that I have dug for myself in the land of Canaan. Now, therefore, please let me go up and bury my father, and I will return here again.'" Pharaoh said, "Go up and bury your father, just as he made you swear to do." Joseph went up to bury his father, and all the officials of Pharaoh went up with him, the senior officials of Pharaoh's household, all the elders of the land of Egypt, all the household of Joseph, his brothers and his father's household. Only their little ones, their flocks and their herds were left in the land of Goshen. Both chariots and horsemen went up with him. It was a very great entourage. They came to the threshing floor of Etad, which is on the other side of the Jordan, and there they mourned with a very loud and bitter lament. Joseph mourned for his father 7 days. When the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, witnessed the mourning at the threshing floor of Etad, they said, "This is a very solemn mourning by the Egyptians." That is why they named the place Abel Mizraim. It is beyond the Jordan. His sons did for him just what he commanded them to do. They carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave in the field at Machpelah, which Abraham had purchased along with the field. He purchased it from Ephron the Hittite as a piece of property for a burial site near Mamre. After he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers, and all who had gone up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and will pay us back in full for all of the evil that we did to him." They sent the following message to Joseph. "Before he died, your father commanded us, 'You are to tell Joseph, please forgive the offense of your brothers and their sin because they did evil to you. Now please forgive the offense of your servants of the God of your father.'" Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down in front of him, and they said, "See, now we are your servants." Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring this to pass and to keep many people alive, as it is this day. Now therefore do not be afraid. I will nourish you and your little ones." He comforted them and spoke to them in a kind way. Joseph lived in Egypt, he and his father's household. Joseph lived 110 years. He saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were placed on Joseph's knees when they were born. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you up out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Joseph made the descendants of Israel swear an oath. He said, "God will surely visit you. Then you shall carry my bones up from here." So Joseph died when he was 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.